Greens Seed Company wins this year's Path to Prosperity contest, and the governor's office requests money from the legislature to continue work on the Alaska Marine Highway System fleet. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The governor's chief of staff, Ben Stevens, says the executive is asking the legislature for extra money to continue work on the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries currently out of service for upgrades and repairs.
The number one priority of this administration right now for the Marine Highway System is to get boats operable, because they're not.
Stevens made his remarks at a Tuesday morning gathering of civic and business leaders at Southeast Conference in Juneau. All but the fleet's smallest ship, the shuttle ferry Lituya, that runs between Ketchikan and Metlakatla, is either down for repairs or laid up to save money. Stevens says the $12.5 million request would be for steelwork on the ferry Lakonti and for upgrades to the Alaska-class ferries Tasleena and Hubbard. The state wants side doors allowing them to load and unload more efficiently. That would leave about $4 million for operations. Stevens didn't mention the Lakonti's sister ship Aurora, which also needs steelwork. But he did say the Transportation Department is moving forward with its plan to build a seasonal terminal at Cascade Point that would shorten sailing times between Haines and Juneau's road system. He didn't say how much that project would cost. Stevens says the governor is in the midst of putting together a working group to steer the future of the state's ferries. But he predicted it'll be a slow process to get the ferries back up and running.
This year is going to be, it's going to be problematic trying to find a solution to get those boats operable for the upcoming season. And we understand that the difficulty that it's created in Southeast. I don't want to let anybody think that we don't, because we do.
Passage of the supplemental budget is likely, as legislative leadership has indicated broad support for state ferries. Last month, the House and Senate tried and failed to muster enough votes to override the governor's veto of $5 million in extra ferry funding. Haines-based seed company Foundroot is the winner of this year's Path to Prosperity contest. The Spruce Root Foundation and the Nature Conservancy created the competition to support new and growing small businesses in Southeast Alaska. Finalists participate in an all-expenses-paid business boot camp in Juneau, and winners receive $25,000 for consulting and technical assistance. Foundroot co-founders Nick Schlostein and Leah Wagner spoke with KHNS about why they entered the competition and what the award means for their business.
We had known about Path to Prosperity pretty much since we started our business. People were continually recommending that we apply for it. In the last 2 years, we've gotten our farm operational, and the type of business that we are has changed pretty dramatically. And so it felt like it was the perfect time for us to do a rebranding project and start looking like the farm that we had become. And that's what Path to Prosperity really offers, is a lot of marketing assistance and training. And it felt like the perfect time for us to really access that.
Right. And I'd also say that outside of the funds, just the process of applying and going through the business plan writing actually started to seem like a huge use to us. And we really did find that writing up the business plan really helped crystallize what we were doing with the business and how we were moving forward in every step of the way.
So what Path to Prosperity really gave us was sort of the tools to learn how to grow to a size where then we could be a lot more and do a lot more than what we currently are.
Yeah, so Leah, can you tell us a little bit about the boot camp with kind of the other finalists? How did that all go?
It's a fantastic process, being able to talk to experts and, you know, marketing consultants and CPAs and all these people who were heads of their field, and have them put things into terms and context that I hadn't really considered before. I may have been doing the things, but understanding it in a bigger way and understanding why that matters was not something that I'd really gotten I hadn't had the luxury of exploring. And so I was able to ask them really hard questions, being able to sit down for 3 days and solve all these problems, it was mind-blowing. It was really, really inspiring. And then beyond that, you're in this room of people who have nothing but empathy for your situation. These are also very tired people with passion projects that are trying to do something that they really care about, and they may be further along than you and, you know, can give you some of their resources, or just that connection and that feeling of being in the same boat as other people, especially in a place that's so specific like Southeast Alaska.
Now that you've got this award, what are you hoping you can do with it to help your business?
Yeah, one of the main goals is to use it for marketing and rebranding, like Leah was saying. We're trying to reach out more into the rest of the state. We've sold to over 65 communities around Alaska, but we're only online, and we still have some areas where we haven't been able to get our name out there. And eventually, we would like to work towards being in garden stores in different places around the state. So we're going to use that money towards marketing, rebranding, maybe redesigning some of our envelopes for that goal. And we're also looking into getting some training. We've paid for one training course so far, and we're looking into getting more seed knowledge as well.
We're hoping that with this rebranding and this marketing that we can get in contact with more customers and make ourselves more available to them. And so we still have a huge community down the Kenai Peninsula, up, you know, through Anchorage, Palmer, Wasilla area. But we don't know a lot of people in Fairbanks because we haven't spent a lot of time up there. And so we're trying to reach out to these other communities and a lot more remote communities that might need those resources.
That was FoundRoot co-founders Nick Schlostein and Leah Wagner, the winners of this year's Path to Prosperity contest. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts. Thank you.